This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Hi from ESPN Studios in the Seaport District in New York City. It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and I've been waiting since yesterday to do this.
Who? The Jets?
Yeah, the Jets even got a win yesterday. What a wild, wild Sunday it was. We still have a doubleheader tonight, so who knows what else is to come. Monday Night Football doubleheader.
Yeah, we'll be at Arugas.
That's right. You and I, our world tour continues. Arugas in New Jersey. Where's the exact location?
North Howell, 5169.
I have it right here.
Route 9.
For all our Jersey friends.
Jersey. Yeah. We'll be in the building.
Route 9 in North Howell, New Jersey. We will be there. When are we going to be there?
Like 6:45, 7 o'clock.
Like around 6 something?
Yeah, yeah. Just for the beginning of the first game.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Chopping it up.
So we're going to be there tonight. Everybody in Jersey wants to come hang out. We'll be there to hang out as well. But, man, we've got so much to get to. And, by the way, as you know, it's Monday. And when it's Monday, it is Overreaction Monday. 888 say ESPN.
Cooper Rush is going to take him to the Super Bowl.
888-729-3776. We want you, Barton Hahn Nation, on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation, presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Your overreactions, I know I have mine. And I'm sure Bart has his.
It's bittersweet, man.
You had some tough games on Sunday. Thank God the Jets won. Because if the Jets didn't win, you would have been 0-for on the day.
Well, it was the Ravens that really...
Cardinals and what Kyler did.
Vegas
always knows the freaking Steelers at home, and how do you lose to Mac String Cheese and the Patriots in your building? What? That happens. And then, of course, you know the game that everybody's going to be talking about.
Yeah, man.
I mean, this game was insane. I know you are feeling a certain way about it yourself as a Raven. But, yeah. Bart, I mean, let's
– It was Tony Siragusa day, too, man. And Jalen.
And how did it begin? Just like you said, the building was going to be emotional. Because it was Jalen Robinson, right?
Yeah.
Right? Was it Jalen Robinson?
Yep,
right?
Jalen Robinson.
And obviously, Tony Siragusa. Yeah. Both were honored before the game. The season opener –
should have been a laugher,
so,
man.
I mean, the home opener, I should say. Yeah. So the building was rocking.
It should have been a laugher, man.
Lamar played out of his mind. He was unbelievable. But remember, it's never over till it's over.
Remember I told you in week one? Remember I told you if I was Joe Flacco, who I would attack? It was the rookie, Hamilton. And in that fourth quarter, blown coverages, miscommunications, why you let Tyreek Hill get a free release off the line – yeah, I forgot who the other kid was, number 5, right? Why you open up and let Tyreek Hill get a free run off the line of scrimmage? It just turns into a 100-yard dash. He's going to win that, no matter who you have there. And you see the Ravens, who I didn't even realize his stats while I was watching Get Up, has given like something like 2,000 yards in passing like in the last like 5 games. Right, you think about what Jamar Chase did to them last year. Mm-hmm. And this is supposed to be the strength of their team. They got a $100 million corner in Marlon Humphreys. They got like a $10 to $15 million corner in Marcus Peters. They got the highest paid safety in Marcus Williams, or one of the highest paid players in Marcus Williams. They drafted a kid who was supposed to be a top 10 pick in Hamilton. And like, it still meant nothing, right? And when you have the players, I have to go to the scheme then, because we know they have the players. It has to be the scheme that you're not, you know, staying two safeties over the top of Tyreek Hill, that you're not getting hands on him on the line of scrimmage, that you're not doubling him. I mean, that's embarrassing. Not since Jimmy Smith has the Ravens got sliced up, you know, that bad. Not since Jimmy Smith, but people don't realize Jimmy Smith played for the Jaguars. The Jaguars used to be in the same conference with the Baltimore Ravens, and he used to torch them. He torched them for like 221 yards, right? Not Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle looked like a 4-by-1 team, and it looked like they were ill-prepared and trying to figure out if they're down by 21 points in the fourth quarter, what the hell you think they're going to do? Slants? Like they're doing 9 routes.
That's literally what was going on there, and they were just getting on the
They were untouched.
This was something we haven't seen since Mark Clayton and Mark Super Duper back in the day when Dan Marino, friend of the show, was throwing passes. But that, still, this was an unbelievable comeback. And, Bart, I know you don't want to hear it, but it sounded like this.
To a shotgun, back to throw, looking, steps up, fires, touchdown! Okay. It's Waddle! Touchdown!
Oh, my gosh, Tua looked around and came back to Waddle. What a throw and catch!
With 14 seconds left.
They couldn't believe it.
His sixth touchdown pass of the day.
No, they couldn't believe it either. Six touchdowns for Tua Tagovailoa. It ties, again, we mentioned Marino, Bob Greasy for the franchise record. I mean, four in the fourth quarter ties an NFL record. I mean,
they were all over 50.
Am I crazy to think, and we go overreaction, am I crazy to think, Bart, that this was, in the beginning, this was to me a game where I felt for
the
three quarters.
The fumble on the 1 yard line by Lamar Jackson, that should have been touchdown too.
For three quarters, I felt like this was, you're trying to get Renee's attention.
Yeah.
Renee doesn't listen to the show. He's eating cheesecake. What do you need?
Tell Renee what you need. I need to get my computer put online by Tyler because he did it last week, but he's doing that again.
We got some technical difficulties right now. Bart's about to throw his
laptop. Can you get
this
to Tyler? Yeah, I feel like I'm about to throw the laptop like Tom Brady did yesterday with the Microsoft. And listen, I hate that old false narrative about Jameis Winston. That's some bunch of crap, too, and I know we'll get to that later. That's low-hanging fruit.
What false narrative?
First of all, everything's turned on a dime. You talk about overreaction. Mm-hmm. Really? Unnecessary roughness, a corner on a 260-pound tight end that he glanced, that gave them the first down in the third, like on a third and 17. Really? How is it possible for me to unnecessarily rough a guy that's 260 pounds and I'm 185 and I hit the ball with my helmet? You talk about a bad, horrible call that changed the narrative and the direction of the game, because what did Tom Brady do after that? He scored a touchdown. Mm-hmm. What was he supposed to be doing? Sending the punt team out. And then that put pressure. Of course, then Jameis has to try and throw it back in there, and they threw a couple of traps, right? And he was trying to go for big plays, but it's because he was desperate because he couldn't play close game.
Interesting you say that, because
that was the worst call of the week.
Or was it? There were a couple. Orlovsky said on Get Up this morning that he felt like Jameis got bored. It was a close game. It was a boring game. No. It was a low-scoring game, and he just started trying to make plays that weren't there.
That's because they were down by seven points.
We've got the BS translator later in the show, and in that you will hear one of the Bucs defensive players.
Yeah, that's low-hanging fruit too.
Point out something that they saw in Jameis Winston.
Yeah, but whatever. No.
There were comebacks to get to, Bart. We've got so many to get to. A couple of them here. Then there, of course, was, I mean, would you say that the Raiders' season is all of a sudden one that's on the line?
We're looking at Josh McDaniels like, what the hell is going on? Derek Carr and the great offense.
But I'm
going
to say this. See, you know, there's a lot of games. You could say that the Dolphins' comeback was more about the Ravens and less about the Dolphins. Yeah. I will say that. I will even say the Jets' win was more about the Browns and less about the Jets. They took advantage of it. And I'm also going to say that the Raiders' loss was more about the Cardinals. Here's why. I think, tell me, this is my overreaction. Kyler Murray off script is better than Kyler Murray on script.
Of course. But
tell me I'm wrong.
But the thing is, you can't win consistently like that.
But that's my point. So when you see it, because he's just running around playing backyard football.
Yeah. What is it, 20 seconds of play? He had a 20-second play?
It was insane. Just running around, somebody get open. I'm not going to get tackled because I'm really elusive.
He threw Max Crosby off of him. He had it with two hands. And it's like that little strong, I can't say that word anymore.
You don't want to do
it's
that.
It's like that little strong, like, dude in the hood.
I got you.
That's like pocket Hercules. It's like Jones Drew. Like, you so tall that you just be on top of him.
But that's what happens. So you have a guy like that, and all of a sudden you have yourself a game, and anything can happen, including.
Carr waiting for the shotgun snap. He's got the ball. Quick throw left side. Renfro with a catch. And he breaks one tackle. Then the ball comes out. Yep. It's loose. And it's picked up by the Cardinals in midfield. It's picked up by Byron Murphy at the 40, at the 30, at the 20, at the 10. Full game. Byron Murphy picks up the ball at midfield, returns it for a touchdown, and the Cardinals win.
The call on Arizona Sports 98.7 FM, but the look on McDaniel's face disbelief.
Yeah, because Cliff Kingsbury.
And then Kingsbury going like, because
you know he's about to get fired. Like, you know, they looking at that contract between both of them. Like, man, how about the trade for Hollywood Brown? Like, he, listen, thank you. You know what I'm saying?
Octavius comes through again.
He has a great play, but then he can't secure a ball that would have got them in field goal position to win the game. Get his back blew out.
That game was crazy.
But here's the thing.
We have all show to dive deeper into him, but we got to get the three comebacks because there's a reason why I want to put all this together. The very last one was one we haven't seen in 21 years. That kind of a comeback. You don't see comebacks like this.
Yeah.
2 minutes to go. 13-point deficit. The game's over. Especially if you're a Jets team that just can't get anything going offensively. And yet, all of a sudden, you see Corey Davis get behind the defense. The Browns, for whatever reason, are not just just play off and whatever. Keep everybody in front of you. No.
Yep.
He gets that quick touchdown. Then, they got to get an onside kick. Well, there's a 0.1% chance of winning.
They had 99%.
Can I ask you a question? Who was it? I didn't see the replay. Who was it that was supposed to receive the onside kick?
That was Amari Cooper.
That was?
Yeah.
Did he make a business decision? Because he looked like he went to the ball sideways.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. All he had to do was let the ball go out of bounds. But what happened is, I thought that he thought it was going the other way. Because Brayton Mann went this way to the right. And then this is the thing, you can't overload anymore. So they kept it balanced.
Okay.
And he put it sideways and he kicked the ball the other way. So it's kind of like a soccer player when he hits you with I'm going to kick it with the left and he kick it with the right.
Yeah.
And you don't know. So everybody knew the ball was going that side, but everybody on the Browns, you got to think, oh, the ball's coming this way, coming up the middle.
Yep.
Because he's running at an angle.
The way he ran. So Brayton Mann did a good job.
I mean, that was amazing. I've never seen that one.
But that worked to perfection. And then, of course, the Jets get the ball back. And what do? They go to their rookie, their 10th overall pick.
The Jets down by 6. Flacco. Takes the shotgun snap and drops. Hooks up the seam. Fires. Caught! Touchdown! Garrett Wilson scores! The Jets are a point after away from taking the lead with 22 seconds to go. A miracle here in Cleveland. I can't believe it.
I'll tell you what. The Jets needed that. Robert Saleh needed that.
And I was mad at y'all, right? Because as I'm walking, we're texting, y'all laughing with receipts and all this type of stuff. But even before that, I still was proud of how they battled. Now, they made some mistakes.
A lot of mistakes.
Yeah, they made it, but that's everybody's making mistakes, right? But what I like is, they really for the most part, they gave up some big runs to Chubb. But when you look at it in totality, they gave up 87 yards to a dude that rushed for as a group rushed for 224. They were scrapping though, right? They were scrapping it. And before that, the narrative on Garrett Wilson was like, man, he dropped that third down that could have kept it going.
Yep.
Right. And he made up for it.
Yep.
And the thing is, one thing that you can say for the Jets that you haven't been able to say since Brandon Marshall and Santonio Holmes, Braylon Edwards, man, they got a number one receiver. And
not who you think,
right? And we were demand. Well, he was picked in the top 10.
To be that,
right? So we knew that.
Yeah, originally it was supposed to be Corey Davis, but it's not.
Right. And
wasn't playing in the first half of the first game because, he's not ready, going to bring him along.
Right.
Then he got in the game and he jumped off the page and you said, we got to play him.
Right. So now, you look at now you got building blocks because Breece Hall looked like he had his sea legs underneath him a little bit better, right?
Yes.
I mean, you saw the explosiveness. I think he's bouncing too much. He still has to be able to adjust a little bit more and run behind his pads.
But the point is, with 3 hours to go here, so we'll get into all this stuff, but I just wanted to get the three comebacks, and here's why. I mean, you're talking about, first of all, again, the Jet comeback.
Week two surpassed week one?
And we still have two more games.
Yeah.
Still have two more games to go. But it is something to say. The last time a team came back with 2 minutes to go down 13 was in 2001. The Chicago Bears against?
Peyton Manning.
No.
The
Cleveland Browns.
Oh, wow.
I mean, this is, again, it's two franchises with that history of who is the one that's good. So the Browns browned more than the Jets jetted. That's how I'll leave it, but it's amazing. So the three games, teams were 13 or more points deficit in the fourth quarter three times. Last year, and to come back to win the game, last year, twice that only happened. For the whole year.
Yeah.
It happened in one day. Three times. So what an amazing thing that we saw. But there's so many more headlines from week two to get to. And like Bart mentioned, there is still so much more to get to. So we'll break down more of these games. We'll get to your calls, though. Overreaction Monday. It is coming up in just a few seconds.
Call us, Cleveland. Call us.
Oh, yes. Do need to hear
from Cleveland
as well. But first, Bart, tell us about O'Reilly.
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and let their professional parts people scan your vehicle for free. They will retrieve the codes, discuss possible solutions, and even help you find a professional technician if needed. If for your check engine light, diagnosis and repair advice, or the right tools in the repair parts, get everything you need from the professional parts people at O'ReillyParts.com.
Who the hell wrote this? Dr. Seuss?
Yeah, that shouldn't have been like that at all, actually, but we'll have to get back to that. All right. Meanwhile, it's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. And it is Overreaction Monday, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Throughout the whole show, we take your calls, your overreactions, your hot takes about your team, what you got so far out of week two. We begin with Catherine in New Jersey. Catherine.
That's me, Alan. Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm so glad to get you on, Bert. I'll never always get you. I'm always on Twitter with y'all, I know. But anyway,
well,
I just want to say hi to your guys. And the Jets and the Giants is going to be on top of the charts this season. I believe that. And I also believe that the only two teams that I'm worried about playing them is the Lions and the Jaguars. For some reason, I think they're going to be really terrific.
I'll tell you what, Catherine, I mean, the Lions take is a great take because the Jaguars had a very good game, obviously. Colts, major issues in Indianapolis.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
But for your Detroit Lions, that had to feel really good, too, to get off to a good start. They were favored for the first time in 2 years, got the dub. More overreactions. We continue. We go to Dallas. We talk to Don. What's happening, Don?
I want to say my reaction is Tom Brady should be suspended if they're going to suspend anybody because he instigated that whole deal by smack talking to Lattimore.
Well, go ahead, Bart. Yeah, Marshawn Lattimore. Mike Evans came in to shove him. Lattimore was face to face with Fournette, right?
Yeah.
But they were talking. It started with Brady.
He was talking to Bruce Lattimore. Aaron. First of all,
Bruce Arians on the sideline?
Exactly. Like you talk about helicopter, like micromanaging. Like, why is your presence? Why the hell are you on the sideline? I've never seen Ozzie Newsome on the sideline. I never seen an executive
dressed
on
like
the
a
sideline dressed like a damn coach. Is he going by? Hey, do this. Like, is he micromanaging? Is he still trying to be involved?
Yeah, that was interesting. But Brady,
but he was arguing with Bruce Arians first, and then Brady was arguing about not getting a call like he always does.
Yeah.
See, this is the thing. I respect the GOAT. But the GOAT be getting away with talking trash. Somebody need to punch him in the face. Like, I'm talking about, like, if you want to be about that talk, don't let your minions come. Like, I'm going to go ahead and punch you in the face.
But it said a lot that they, especially Evans. Like, Evans went out of his way.
This is not the first time Evans and I had done that. Remember, Evans went after them when Jameis Winston was the coach. Why Evans always has a problem is Marcus Lattimore owns him. He owns him. He takes his lunch every single time they play, so now he's always on 10 because nothing he can do to shake Evans. Lattimore.
We continue. Overreaction Monday. We go to Queens. We talk to D.
I got 2 points.
Right.
One, the players should have fought harder to get rid of their franchise tag because, honestly, the Ravens are looking like a bum franchise, and Lamar stuck there.
They
look like a bum franchise.
They're like a bum franchise?
They've had him. Hold on. They've had him there for years on the cheap and gave him an insulting offer, and they don't give him anything around him. They don't have the defense. Defense stinks. And also, my other point is, how is Mitchell Trubisky a starter and Cam Newton's not in the league?
Cam Newton's hard. I can't roll with you. Cam Newton is garbage now. I don't know what to tell you.
Hold on. Are the Panthers garbage or the Patriots garbage?
Cam Newton
because
got to
play for both of them and both of their offense.
Who? I play for both of who? Cam.
I said the Patriots and the Panthers. The Patriots and the Panthers are both garbage offenses. Baker Mayfield looks the worst he's ever looked.
Cam Newton is garbage.
Dude,
you
got to understand, man. Cam, we watched him play last year.
We watched him play twice.
There's not a lot left.
Cam Newton is garbage. He doesn't have accuracy when his shoulders hurt and he can't run away from people anymore. And people are giving him concussions and knocking him out because he can't be elusive. He's like a boxer that's taking too many hits.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, you can miss me with Cam. You can maybe come with Kaepernick, but Cam is done. We've seen that, and that's the end of that story.
All right, let's continue with Overreaction Monday. We go to North Carolina.
Just going to let him skip over the Ravens, our trash organization?
Wait, we are because we got to move on from that. We got Juice, though, coming on right now from North Carolina with a hot take. Go ahead, Juice.
Oh, my goodness. football, New York Giants football fans, stand up.
2-0.
I don't care if it's ugly. I'll take the ugly girl in the room. I don't care. I'll take ugly when that ugly is presented itself, but I got the win in the pocket. My prediction, we're going to get up to the Super Bowl. Now, reality, we need to fix that offensive line because we won ugly, and I'm keeping it real with you. Something's not right. We're winning 2 years ago. We lost at least about 5 or 6 games, close games like that.
Right, but you are more organized. Well, Juice, you're a better
Juice,
coach.
Yeah, Juice, a good coach.
Yeah,
it's a difference in winning those five, you know, those close games. That a coach is the difference in that.
Daboll is and also
situational football.
Daniel Jones,
figure out how to play.
Stop holding the ball for too long. Like, yeah. That's another part of
what's
it.
What's up with Kenny Galladay? What's going on with him?
But how about that? There's a whole story there with him clearing out his locker and leaving after a win. Like, you know, there's that.
Yeah.
Look, if you're Dable, you're like, look, we won. And that's only that matters.
You heard Kadarius Toney, who's really like, hey, we won. I don't care if I get one ball or no balls.
All right, so we continue. We have your overreactions. We have them set up. We will continue to take them throughout the show. It's Overreaction Monday. No overreaction is too crazy because, again, it's you, it's your emotions, it's your team. And what an emotional day it was. Sunday, week 2, it's still 2 more games to go tonight. But right next, we get reaction, maybe some overreaction, from Miami and about the Dolphins. Incredible comeback. What we got to say about Tua now. It's Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Beautiful day in New York City. It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott on ESPN Plus. You got a great view of the seaport right now. Resplendent day. And I mean, it's always beautiful in South Florida. It's always beautiful, especially on a day like today after a day like yesterday. And you know what? Let's go there right now and talk to a friend of the show, Leroy Horde, who joins us right now. 790 the ticket, and I'm sure Dolphins fans down there are all fired up. But Bart, as we bring in Leroy, and how are we doing? His Twitter handle, this is something you'd love. It's Big Mouth Leroy, which is like it says it all. And the tweet from yesterday, I want all you bums that bring that same energy when you apologize to Tua.
No apologies yet for me. Tell me this, Leroy, did they win it or did the Ravens lose it?
Still had to make plays.
No, but is it legitimate? It's one thing. What I'm saying is...
It don't matter.
It does
it
matter.
It don't matter. Guess what? I asked you the same question. Did the Jets win it or the Browns lose it?
The Browns lost it. Like, listen, the Dolphins can't... Listen, these two teams will see each other again.
Yeah.
And I think it may go a different way. And I think the Ravens feel like, yo... Come on, man. Like, we got the young rookie in the back blowing coverages twice. Like, what are we doing?
Here's the problem. The Ravens play more man-to-man than anybody, and they didn't back down from that. So who's to say that they're not going to be exposed again?
But who's to say they're going to come with that same game plan? And here's the difference. Here's the difference. The Ravens got reinforcements coming. Dolphins. Okay. Dolphins is who they got. They got J.K. Dobbins coming back. They play without their best running back. They play without their $100 million left tackle, and they play without their stud nose guard. So listen, they'll see each other again, and we'll see if Tua's the truth when it comes back. Because Lamar Jackson is way better than Tua Tagovailoa.
The Ravens versus Dolphins stuff out of the way. Let me remind everybody, it's Barton on. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. Bundle today at progressive.com. You are bitter, but Troy Horn's here to tell us about.
Oh, no. Hey, why? Man, it was some great football yesterday.
It was a
Why are we so bitter?
It's great, but I just hate to see, like, stupidity. Like, bro, I don't care if you're a man-to-man team. You're about 21 points. You just play zone and make them dink and dunk you to death.
Right.
Like, you get hands on Tyreek Hill. There's no reality where you allow Leroy, you allow the cheetah just off the ball to make it a 100-yard dash. Peter's coming off of ACL surgery. How the hell are you going to put him in a foot race with damn Tyreek Hill? Ain't nobody getting no damn hands. Right, that is negligence, especially in Baltimore. We don't do that type of stuff. It's a tradition there.
Leroy's
disrespectful
for Bart's takes.
Let's
just begin, though, Leroy. Let's begin, though, with the story, which is six touchdowns thrown by Tua Tagovailoa, who came into the season with a lot of people wondering, is this the guy? Can he be the guy? I know it's week two, but still, like, does a performance like that lock him in? Does everybody buy in now? Is Dolphins Nation down there in South Florida saying, we got our guy? This is our guy from here on out.
I'm going to say, and I'm going to take a Bart line. I'm not going to necessarily say that they all in, but it feels good to see some of the promise that people expected, right? Some of the things that they thought Tua was capable of. So let's be consistent about it. He's gotten a lot of things this year that he didn't have this year, starting off with the head coach's support. And so you go from there. They've been overly supportive of Tua. He's been able to go out, relax, and play. And if he's not good enough after getting all this support, we'll have that conversation later. But as of right now, the support that he has of the franchise, the coaches, the players, he's been able to go out and make plays.
So going forward, like looking forward, I know in South Beach right now, everybody's, you know, elated. And, you know, now it's realistic, right? Because you see what it can look like at its best. You know, Waddle, you know, you talk about Hill, you talk about what they were able to do. You talk about two guys over 150 yards. And they have a great matchup. Now, this week, if they want to get the attention of the NFL, you know, coming up in week three, they got the Buffalo Bills.
Yep.
You know, just give us a little insight to that, because we know that the Bills won't play them man to man. We know that the Bills have two of the best safeties in the game.
The Bills play Tennessee tonight too, so
yeah, but
everybody in Miami's rooting for Tennessee.
Yeah, well, they're hoping that King Henry, you know, puts a little lactic acid in them chest plates when they're coming up there, so they can have a little slow healing process on a short week. But in reality, what would it be like in South Beach if they are able to come out victorious against the Buffalo Bills? Because that's who everybody has as the cream of the AFC.
Yes, they are the favorite in the AFC. And I'm glad it's happening early and that you can get a litmus test of where you are as far as the AFC sits, as far as what your goals are, because they're not only in your division, but they're Super Bowl favorites right now. So it'll be interesting to see. I'm still, if there's one question that I have, it's not even with the secondary, because look, Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle and Mike Gesicki and you got some other guys, they're going to be open. Okay. My biggest question going into this week with those two dogs rushing on the outside is Tua going to have enough time?
Mm.
So how are they going to work the offense to either move Tua around a little bit, double team Von Miller, do a little chipping, run the ball, keep him honest? Are they going to be able to put a nice mix of offense in to at least keep them on their heels? That's always going to be the key when you have a team that has a defense like this. And we'll see. We'll see. They ran the ball okay. But I think in order to beat a team like Buffalo, you're going to have to kind of ram it down their throat and kind of force them to make a decision do we want to commit more guys to stopping the run? Because they play, Bart, you're right, they play zone, and they play it well. They play it well because they can cheat certain routes. They can jump routes because they got that pressure up front.
And I'll tell you what, it's going to be a great matchup so far. Only two
teams
left.
So the victor goes to Spores, Leroy. I'm going to tuck my tail and listen. Y'all won, so I'm going to go ahead and eat it up, and you can say whatever you want, man. Enjoy your week.
Not, look,
again, no, my feelings are hurt, man. This is personal.
He's in his emotions.
I'm in my feelings right now.
But we got to leave it here. I'll get him a tissue.
I know you hot, but if you are an NFL fan, right, we watch sports in general for moments like that, mm-hmm. right? The great comeback, the great catch, the great quarterback play, the great running back play. We watch, first week of the NFL season, we were all elated about watching Justin Jefferson. Like, can't nobody stop this guy, right? And now we get this week, we got Arizona, who I thought was dead in the water.
Yep.
They end up winning. You got the Dolphins down 21. Okay, you got Cincinnati
who, a mess.
For as much as they said they improved their offensive line, mm-hmm. they did not improve their offense.
And you know what we haven't even talked about yet, we got to get to, is how Denver might have made a mistake at head coach.
Yeah,
Russell Wilson and you hire a guy who, he's flipping a coin deciding what plays to run. Leroy, we got to leave it right there. But great to talk to you. I'm sure you enjoyed listening to Bart because that was pretty much the entire segment. But we'll talk again soon. All the best.
I'm venting, man.
I loved it.
All right. Leroy Horde again from 790 The Ticket down in South Florida, and the Dolphins with a big win. We do have some news from Adam Schefter real quick here. Mm. Mike Evans will be suspended one game.
Yeah, because his
roughness on Marshawn Lattimore. Remember, he was suspended for the same exact thing. All right, so we'll dive deeper
into
this.
Lattimore's getting suspended?
No.
Just
Evans. That's it. All right, so we'll dive deeper into that. We've got more games to get to, of course. We have your calls. Overreaction Monday as well. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
Oh, yes. Yes. Sensitivity.
I'm supposed to be happy.
A man like Bart.
Supposed to be happy, man.
You should be happy. That was a big Jet win.
Yankees won.
You didn't.
Mets won.
It was a big day in New York.
Giants won.
It was a big New York day. We haven't had a day like that in a decade. But like, it was something. It was special. And you were on SNY. You and Willie Colon. I mean, you guys. First of all, in the first segment in the A block, nobody spoke. Gelbsy brought in the show, and then Bart just took over, and everybody else just stood back because you were flying. I mean, you were on fire. And then, of course, the Ravens thing happened. It was like, everything just went like,
yeah.
So, all right, but we have Overreaction Monday today. If you're just joining us, by the way, Adam Schefter reporting that Mike Evans will be suspended one game for the altercation with Marshawn Lattimore of the Saints, and it's happened before between the two, but he's going to be out of game. That's a big deal because their next opponent is the Packers, is it not?
Yeah, and Chris Godwin is. Mm. So now you got to go to Julio and Scotty Miller, who Tom Brady really looks like he likes. Like, if he could trade him right now, if Edelman could run at
50%. No Edelman. You're no Edelman.
If Amendola.
Yeah. You can see that he's looking at him
I hate you. Like, did you see him yelling at him? Like, what the hell? Catch the freaking ball.
All right, let's continue. We got news from Bart Hahn Nation. We've got SC in Connecticut hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. SC, what's up?
Gentlemen, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Wait, this voice is very
recognizable. How we doing?
Do you recognize this voice? Is the SC Stas Cienki our
it
producer?
It is.
Oh.
It is.
It is Overreaction Monday. And as a Chiefs fan, correct me if I'm wrong, Stash, you are a Chiefs fan.
He already had his chance to wax poetic about the Chiefs. That happened on Thursday.
Actually, it happened Friday. But I have to tell you, guys, Friday we're talking, and Bart, you said that the way the Chiefs played validated how you felt about them not being a playoff team.
It does.
Well, I got to tell you, after what I saw this weekend, I'm validated in my thought that the Chiefs are still the class of the AFC West. I mean, come on.
You don't believe that.
Look, the Broncos barely beat a bad Texans team. The Raiders got a 23-0 lead and then remembered who they were and lost to a team that we ran out of their own building.
Yeah, but the Chargers will win that division.
The Chargers remembered who they were.
Wait a second.
The Chargers remembered.
Stosh, I can help you with this.
The Chargers will win that division.
Bullet points. You ready?
Yeah.
The Chargers starting quarterback has a rib problem with the team doctor. Remember the last guy with a rib problem there?
Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
Okay.
The Raiders, yeah. Josh McDaniels. It's the Raiders.
We just need the Raiders to win one.
They became the Raiders again.
We just need the Raiders to beat Kansas City once.
The Denver Broncos don't know if they have the right coach. Their head coach doesn't know if he's the right head coach.
That's true.
They are a mess.
That's true.
And by the way, the Chiefs, Stosh, are 2-0. There's only one other team in the AFC that's 2-0. That would be the Dolphins. We'll see if the Bills can make it. Three teams at 2-0. But still, 2-0 is 2-0.
And none of those teams have number 15 at quarterback and Andy Reid at head coach.
And then there's that.
We will be the AFC West champ.
Listen. If yesterday told us anything, is that Tyreek Hill don't need Patrick Mahomes. That's what's apparent. That Tyreek Hill makes.
If Thursday told us anything?
Patrick Mahomes.
The Chiefs don't need Tyreek either, baby.
Nah. Tyreek Hill.
Nah. They might be on a collision course. Who knows? Tyreek and Waddle in the wild card.
Wow.
And let's see if that bum defense in Kansas City can keep pace with those 3 4-by-1 track winners.
We got to talk to the Suits because you can't possibly take Overreaction Monday off. There's just no way this can happen because if this continues throughout the year and the Chiefs continue to win, I mean, you're just going to need to be around just for this. But we will talk to you tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day off.
Thanks for calling
in. I'll just keep calling in and harassing Bart, guys. Have a great day.
I'll tell you what Stosh just did, though, for everybody listening, that's how you do Overreaction Monday. That's literally how you do
it. He overreacting.
You call in and he let everybody know. No, what I saw yesterday told me that my team is still the best team in the AFC, that the road to the Super Bowl goes through Kansas City.
I'm not sure about that.
That's how he feels. But you might not be sure about it, but that's how you do it. Overreaction.
We'll see week four when they go against Terrific Tom. He sliced that weak defense up.
Let's continue going around the NFL next.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.